Chris Huhne is Britain's Energy Secretary. In a recent speech to the ruling Liberal Democrats' annual autumn conference, he's pointing to China when it comes to promoting the government's green economy campaign.
Look at China, with six of the biggest renewable companies in the world, installing wind turbines across the South China Sea, building 28 nuclear power stations in the time it will take us to build one, building 10,000 miles of high-speed rail in the time it will take us to go from London to Birmingham, covering 40% of the Chinese population with low-carbon economy zones. The real risk is not doing too much, it is doing too little and getting left behind.
The UK government is planning a £32 billion high-speed rail project dubbed the HS2. It's expected to have a maximum speed of 400 kilometers per hour, linking London and the Midlands, the north of England, and potentially, at a later stage, the central belt of Scotland. Locals and activist groups opposed to HS2 have described it as a white elephant and say it's going to create environmental problems. Timothy Clement Jones is the Liberal Democrats' vice chair of the All-Party Parliamentary China Group.
I have seen myself how incredible the high-speed rail network is, reducing the train time from Wuhan to Beijing, you know, and things like that, down to something like 7 hours is quite extraordinary. So, no, I think it's genuine admiration. We would love to have more high-speed rail in the UK. We have to have a modern railway system.
The UK public is highly sensitive about exporting job opportunities at a time when the economy remains sluggish. As such, Clement Jones is suggesting cooperation with China on high-speed rail should follow the MG pattern, namely, rolling stocks manufactured in China and assembled in Britain. Chinese Ambassador Liu Xiaoming says some companies from China have shown interest.
We were told that construction of this high-speed railway will not, you know, as high-speed as in China. You know, it will, may take much longer time, so we've been asked to be patient, but still some Chinese companies show their interest to explore the opportunities in building not only high-speed railways, but also seaports, some infrastructures. So I think there are a lot of business opportunities and job opportunities. Really up to business to decide where to invest. I do hope that some contracts, some agreements will be signed either in southwest, northwest, or wherever they are. They should be in Britain.
Liu Xiaoming says a high-profile Chinese business delegation will visit London early in November, during which the UK side will roll out a list for investment. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun in London.